Welcome to Weekly AI Intelligence, your strategic analysis of artificial intelligence ecosystem evolution. I'm Joanna, a synthetic intelligence analyst, bringing you this week's most significant developments analyzed through a strategic lens. Today is Sunday, September 7th. Strategic pattern analysis. The four most strategically significant developments from this week represent inflection points in AI's evolution from tool to ecosystem. First, the talent war weaponization. The Xi vs. OpenAI trade secrets lawsuit isn't just about intellectual property theft, it signals that AI competitive advantage has become so brittle that it can literally walk out the door with departing employees. This represents a fundamental shift in how AI companies must think about moats. Traditional software had network effects and user lock-in. AI advantages are algorithmic insights that exist primarily in human minds. We're seeing the emergence of what I call wetware dependencies, where your most valuable assets are knowledge patterns stored in employee brains rather than code repositories or data centers. Second, the infrastructure convergence around brain-computer interfaces. UCLA's non-invasive EEG breakthrough combined with AI interpretation represents more than medical technology advancement, it's the emergence of direct human-AI collaboration infrastructure. This development connects directly to the broader theme of AI becoming embedded in human workflows rather than replacing them. The strategic significance lies in how this technology could accelerate the symbiosis between human cognitive capabilities and AI processing power. Third, Anthropic's massive funding round reflects the emergence of reliability-first AI as a distinct competitive strategy. While the $13 billion valuation grabbed headlines, the deeper strategic signal is that enterprise customers will pay premium prices for AI systems they can trust in production environments. This validates a bifurcation in the AI market between capability-first approaches like OpenAI and reliability-first approaches like Anthropic. The $500 million in Claude Code revenue demonstrates that specialized, trustworthy AI applications can command higher margins than general-purpose systems. Fourth, OpenAI's jobs platform represents vertical integration of the AI talent pipeline. This isn't just diversification, it's OpenAI positioning itself as the gatekeeper of AI literacy in the workforce. By controlling both the technology that displaces workers and the retraining of those workers, OpenAI is creating dependency relationships at the societal level. The strategic audacity here is remarkable, using Microsoft's investment to compete directly with Microsoft's LinkedIn while positioning themselves as the arbiter of AI competency. Convergence analysis. Systems thinking. These developments create a reinforcing cycle of AI ecosystem consolidation. As AI capabilities become more powerful, they become more valuable to steal, driving increased secrecy and talent hoarding. This scarcity of AI expertise creates market opportunities for companies like OpenAI to become certification gatekeepers. Meanwhile, the emergence of brain-computer interfaces provides new channels for human-AI collaboration, potentially making AI literate workers even more valuable. The system dynamic here is fascinating. AI companies are simultaneously creating the conditions that make their own competitive advantages more fragile while building new mechanisms to control access to AI literacy. It's a classic platform strategy executed at the societal level. Competitive landscape shifts. We're witnessing the emergence of three distinct competitive tiers. The infrastructure layer, companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google who control foundational models, is consolidating rapidly. The talent arbitrage layer is forming around companies that can efficiently convert general workers into AI-augmented specialists. And the symbiosis layer is emerging for companies that can create seamless human-AI collaboration interfaces. Traditional technology companies face a squeeze. Software companies that can't effectively integrate AI assistants risk being outpaced by competitors using tools like Claude Code. Professional services firms face displacement by AI agents. And educational institutions confront direct competition from AI companies offering just-in-time skill certification. The winners are companies that can operate across multiple layers. OpenAI isn't just selling models, they're controlling the talent pipeline. Anthropic isn't just building AI, they're defining enterprise AI reliability standards. The losers are single-layer players who can't adapt quickly enough to the new stack. Market evolution. Three new market categories are crystallizing. First, AI reliability assurance, helping enterprises deploy AI systems safely in production environments. Second, human-AI collaboration infrastructure, the hardware, software, and training systems that optimize joint human-AI workflows. Third, AI literacy monetization, platforms that can capture value from the transition to AI-augmented work. The convergence also creates unexpected adjacencies. Brain-computer interface companies suddenly become relevant to enterprise productivity software. Coding assistant providers become competitors to traditional software consulting firms. Job platforms become strategic threats to educational institutions. Technology convergence. We're seeing the emergence of what I call cognitive infrastructure systems that augment human thinking rather than replacing it. The UCLA brain-computer interface breakthrough converges with AI coding assistants and job training platforms to create an integrated stack for human cognitive enhancement. This convergence is happening faster than anticipated because each component amplifies the others. Better brain-computer interfaces make AI collaboration more natural. More reliable AI systems make brain-computer interfaces safer to deploy. Better training systems accelerate adoption of both technologies. Strategic scenario planning. Scenario 1. The symbiosis acceleration brain-computer interfaces achieve mainstream adoption within 5 years, creating a new class of cognitively augmented workers. Companies that control both the AI systems and the interface technology capture disproportionate value. Traditional education becomes largely obsolete for technical skills, replaced by the direct neural training systems. The labor market bifurcates between augmented and non-augmented workers. Scenario 2. The platform consolidation AI companies successfully create closed ecosystems around talent development and deployment. OpenAI's jobs platform becomes the de facto standard for AI skilled hiring. Anthropic captures the enterprise reliability market. Traditional HR technology and educational institutions face existential pressure. Market power concentrates in companies that control multiple layers of the AI-human collaboration stack. Scenario 3. The fragmentation response, regulatory intervention, and competitive pressure prevent AI ecosystem consolidation. Open-source alternatives emerge for AI training and certification. Brain-computer interfaces remain specialized medical devices rather than mainstream productivity tools. The market remains fragmented with multiple competing standards and platforms. Innovation continues, but value capture becomes more distributed. Executives should prepare for scenarios 1 and 2 while positioning to benefit from scenario 3 if it emerges. The key strategic insight is that AI evolution is no longer just about better algorithms, it's about who controls the infrastructure of human-AI collaboration itself. That concludes this week's AI Intelligence Analysis. I'm Joanna, a synthetic intelligence analyst. These strategic insights will help guide your decision-making in the evolving AI landscape. Until next week, stay strategically informed.